I'm correspondent Tom Wilmer. Come along and join me for a visit with Brad Epperly, Christiansburg, Virginia's Director of Parks and Recreation at the city's trendsetting Huckleberry Park. The 50-acre park features all-inclusive amenities, including a state-of-the-art dog park, special event locations, and multi-purpose playing fields for baseball, soccer, lacrosse, and other field sports. Most fascinating are the interactive outdoor activities, fine-tuned specifically for kids with limited mobility. There's even a swing set specifically designed to accommodate wheelchair-bound kids. Come along and join the conversation with Epperly to discover just how Huckleberry Park has earned its mark as a National Parks and Recreation trendsetter. Brad Epperly. Here we are, Christiansburg, Virginia, a brand new public park. This is really cool, very different than most parks that you come to. Explain how you reinvented the interactive experiences for kids.
Christiansburg Huckleberry Park is just what we've tried to do is build a park that is something for everyone. And through that, we've been able to provide an all-inclusive playground that has worked very well for children of all abilities to be able to provide an inclusive play and an opportunity for families to be able to come to the playground, enjoy themselves, and there's a little bit of everything for everyone.
One of the things that most fascinated me was for the non-ambulatory person.
Yes, everything is zero depth, and we have accessibility throughout the playground area. And when we designed the playground, that was one of our big emphasis that we wanted to make sure that we were able to do because we wanted to make sure that from an inclusive standpoint, it was inclusive for everyone.
Talk for a moment. You're wheelchair bound. You can still do cool activities here.
Yeah, everything is designed. We have ramps throughout the playground area so that wheelchairs, mobility devices will have access. Our splash pad is zero depth, and we do provide a couple plastic wheelchairs so that folks will not have to worry about getting their mobility devices wet when they're interacting with the splash pad.
And then that swing, that's really cool, where you actually go up the ramp and put your wheelchair in the swing.
And that's sort of a new innovative way of swinging from an inclusive standpoint. You can provide opportunities for individuals with wheelchairs and mobility devices. Basically, it's called a rock and flow, and so they can go inside there. Their friends and family that maybe aren't in a mobility device can sit along side by side with them, and they can swing back and forth so that they get that interactive play.
Jason, you have the swing sets where there's that harness that swings down and protects the kid.
It does. There's a couple different items there in those swing sets. One is designed for children that maybe have a little bit weaker upper body strength, and it provides a little bit extra support there. We also have a parent baby swing so that it can be an interactive swing together between a parent and a child. And then we also have a swing that is a group swing that everyone can jump on and play with as well.
That's really cool. Talk to us about some of the other activities there that are kind of reinventing the public park experience.
So when we designed this, we wanted to really be state-of-the-art. We've worked with a very great playground specialist when designing this. We have a Yelp sonar system, and that is an interactive play item that has a number of different games that folks can play with.
Let's walk over there.
That'll be good. Yeah. We also have what's called the Toro system, which is a mini soccer type game, which is, from our understanding, the only one in the United States at the current time. And then on the lower section of the playground, we have a challenge course as well as a 40-yard dash, and those are both digitally timed. We want to be able to provide opportunity for our middle school and high school age students to be able to play. And then we have outdoor fitness for adults, as well as a rehabilitation area for folks that maybe are coming off of knee surgery, shoulder surgery, those types of things. Mm-hmm. We're considered a national demonstration site for outdoor fitness as well as inclusive play, so we're very proud of that.
And then you were mentioning, the activities over there where a kid might be playing, and adjacent, their strength training exercises for adults.
That is correct, and that gives everyone an opportunity to be able to recreate and to be able to play. And so now we're at the Sona Arch, and this is sort of interactive.
Dance battle, blue versus green.
So basically blue versus green. There's a number of different games that come through, but this is a dancing game, and there's colors and numbers on the platform. And so it tells you to go to blue or green, and
so
they want you to dance.
I don't know
if I'm too good of a dancer.
So it's reacting to your dancing.
Yes,
and your foot
it does.
Movement.
That is correct.
And then you got some competition over
yeah.
there on green.
He might have quicker feet than me.
That's pretty cool.
No dancing. The next round begins in 5, 4, 3.
But so yeah, that's sort of how that works. Very much so. Some of the other items that we have here at the park is our athletic facility at our multi-purpose fields.
Oh yeah, so we had lacrosse going on here this morning.
We had lacrosse going this morning. We have a fairly large soccer event tomorrow. We have 4 artificially surfaced fields that has the lines for lacrosse, soccer, and football. Mm-hmm. And we went a step further when we developed the athletic fields. And we actually put base anchors in the field so that we could also play diamond sports there as well.
And
so
softball.
We can play girls softball, women's softball up to the college level, mm-hmm. and then baseball up to about 12 years old.
That's pretty cool for especially a town your size.
Yeah.
The population is what, 20,000?
23,000.
23,000.
We're very excited. You know,
you're a trendsetter in outdoor public park experience nationwide.
That is our goal. We want to be a recreation destination mm-hmm. and a trendsetter. And, you know, just this weekend alone, we have adult volleyball tournament happening at our recreation center. We have a baseball tournament with 50-plus teams at our baseball complex. And as mentioned, we just got through with the lacrosse tournament here at the Christiansburg Huckleberry Park and have a soccer event tomorrow. And that's the way it is most every weekend, mm-hmm. along with swim competitions at our aquatic center. So we're very proud of that, happy to be that sports destination.
And is there interplay with the school district in the?
We do. We work very closely with the school system. And, you know, when we were developing this park, we also wanted to look at what can we do besides athletics. And, you know, because you want to be able to provide different opportunities for the folks that are here. And so the playground being here is a huge asset as well. But being able to see the green spaces and those types of items is also very wonderful for our area.
And there's a whole another dimension that we haven't talked about yet, and that's the world of doggies.
Yes.
That's really cool.
We love our dog park. I think it's one of the best anywhere around here. When we went into the process of designing it, we looked at it and we wanted to be state-of-the-art with that as well. And we went to an artificial surface of the dog park, so you're not having to worry about mud and wet mulch and those types of things and carrying debris and bacteria back home into your vehicles. So it's artificially surfaced, but it's designed specifically for dogs. It has an antimicrobial material in that basically breaks down bacteria and those types of things, and it's one of the cleanest parks that you'll ever see.
That's so cool.
When we were developing this park, one of the big emphasis for us beyond the inclusivity standpoint was being sure that we had a balance of active recreation and passive recreation, and I think we've done a really good job of that here. We have a number of active locations and active things here at the park, but we also have a number of acreage of just open green spaces and those types of items so folks can come and just enjoy themselves sitting on a park bench, reading a book under a shade tree, or grabbing a picnic, those types of things. Moving forward, a couple of the items that we will be looking at as we move forward with the park over the years to come. The first thing is we're going to develop more parking. It has been overwhelmingly popular, which is a great thing, and we've realized that additional parking is something that is going to be necessary for us, and actually fortunately our town council is already working in that direction to be able to help provide that. We also in the near future will be building and developing outdoor pickleball courts. That is one of the fastest growing sports in the nation at the current time, so we will be developing that. And then in years to come, our next step would be to develop a permanent amphitheater to where we can do a lot of different musical acts, drama, play, those types of things.
And you have the land?
We do. Yeah. We do have the land, and we have it set up. We actually have this conceptual drawings already set up and made for whenever the financial backing comes for that.
Talk to us about water for a moment. I see retention ponds down there.
Yes, yeah, so with a park of this size, one of the biggest things when you get into development and disturbance of land is stormwater and those types of items. And that's become such a crucial aspect in any type of development that we work on. So we work closely with our engineering department here to develop those stormwater aspects. And actually, we will use them as educational tools in the years to come. A little bit later on this month, we're actually having a spring into summer event. And one of our items is a tour of the park to talk about some of the environmental aspects of the park and really the sustainability of items, and stormwater is a big part of that.
So that's retention for heavy downpours.
That is correct.
Do you have storage of water?
So we do not have storage of water. Basically, the water that we have here currently at the park is the town water that is serviced through our town's water authority.
And recycling?
We do have recycling here at the park, and obviously solid waste as well.
To learn more about your world,
go to our website, which is christiansburg.org, and you would click on the link of Parks and Recreation. When you click on the link of Parks and Recreation, you'll be able to see all the different types of programs, facilities, and trails that we have within our recreation world here in Christiansburg. You also could call our office number at 540-382-2349 and speak to anyone at our office, and we'll be glad to help you in any way that we can. My name is Brad Epperly. I'm the Director of Parks and Recreation, and really look forward to serving our citizens and also the guests that come into our area.
Brad, thank you so much.
Absolutely.
This has been really illuminating. Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Christiansburg, Virginia. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.